Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together this morning. Brothers and sisters, a joy to be with you once again to accompany in your time of prayer. And as always, we open with those theological virtues, those graces we received at our baptism, confirmed at our confirmation, those graces of the theological virtues that we already have in our souls. So we begin by coming in contact with them, activating them again consciously. So with our faith, we believe in the Lord. We believe he's present here with us. We believe he's speaking to us. We believe he wants to transform our hearts more and more in this time of prayer. And so we start with that conviction, that trust, that faith. I believe you're here, Lord. I believe you want to speak to me. And I lean into my prayer knowing that you're here and want to speak. So I activate that faith. I activate my hope, my confidence, my trust. Lord, I trust that as I lean into my prayers, I dialogue with you, you will guide me, you will speak. I'm confident in that. I hope in this truth. And so I behave accordingly, I live accordingly, I act accordingly. So I hope in you. You're my security, you're my trust, you're my protection. And finally, I love you, Lord. Activate that love. I think about that love. I lean into it. And with my own will, my own heart, I say, I love you. I love you because you're present here. I love you because you're speaking to me. I love you because there's grace here for me. Thank you, Jesus. Love you. Love you for your goodness, for your presence. This Christmas time of celebration, post-Christmas, when we're beginning this liturgical life with you, the baby Jesus come present, starting to reveal God's truth and God's love to us. And so I'm open now as I head into reading this gospel to discover the truth that you, Jesus, want to reveal to me, want to speak to me. I'm grateful for this time of prayer. So I want to read from Luke 5, 12 to 16. It had happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do. Will it? Be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone. But go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more. Great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments, but he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. This is a beautiful gospel passage that immediately brings me into the public ministry of Jesus. He's starting his ministry now, and he was in a town, it says, and it happened that there was a leper in that town. Immediately, I'm thinking, wow, that leper probably wasn't in the populated, he couldn't be in the populated part of town. He couldn't be downtown or in the public square. He's full of leprosy. He had to be outside the town, maybe from the town, but once discovered, was asked to live outside of town, maybe at a safe distance, living in some makeshift house. Outside in the rocks and the hills, under a tree maybe, had his little camp. Maybe his family members would come at a safe distance and leave him some things, and then he could come pick it up. But ostracized, separate from maybe living with a few other lepers who were out that way, supporting one another. But the fact is, Jesus knew about him. And there was an encounter. It says Jesus, when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate. And I wonder, because at the end of the gospel, it says Jesus went outside the town to pray. I wonder, Jesus, if it was in your times of leaving town and going out to find a solitude, that he saw you from a distance and came and interrupted you in your prayer. Or maybe in those times when you stepped away, he knew about it or saw you and went. And he falls prostrate, right? Maybe at a safe enough distance. Didn't want to get too close, but want to be close enough for you to hear him, and fell down prostrate and cried out, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." That speaks to me of his humility, of his desperate need of Jesus, of his realization that maybe Jesus with his healing power could change, could heal him of his leprosy, could transform him. And even say, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Like, I know you have the power within you to accomplish this. What a beautiful, humble attitude. I know you can do this if you want to. What an invitation for me, for us, to have that attitude before the Lord. Jesus, I believe you can heal me of whatever defect that maybe I'm struggling with in a habitual, regular way, a character flaw or a circumstance that I react poorly to, or a relationship that's conflictual or challenging, or an internal judgment that gives me, distances me from others or isolates me. Whatever it is, Lord, that attitude before a challenge that I'm not able to solve, to come before you humbly, prostrate myself, and Lord, I know that you can change this if you wish. You can make me clean of this. You can liberate me from this. You can give me victory over this. So I invite us to come to the Lord with that attitude and place before him whatever it is that you want healed from, freed from. And then it says, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "I do will it, be made clean." If he prostrated himself at a safe distance and Jesus touched him, it means Jesus got up and walked to him. Even if you're afraid not to come to me out of respect, perhaps, or not want to presume to contaminate me, so you stay away, Jesus bridges that gap and comes to him, steps forward, walks towards him and touches him. Says, "Hey, I do will it." Jesus doesn't enter in and heal us from a distance, from a safe distance, where his words say one thing, "I do will it," but his body language says it's another. No, he wills it completely with his whole self. I'm willing to step into and make contact with the power of evil, of sickness, of leprosy, and I'm going to touch it and conquer it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not afraid of your weakness. I'm going to step into it, touch it. That's the love of Jesus. That's the whole incarnation. That's Jesus who comes down to walk among us, to take on our own flesh. Doesn't stay at a distance. He comes into the mystery, becomes one of us in all things. And then Jesus says, "Go show yourself to the priest." This God touching and healing isn't just for you. I want the community to see that that's who God is, that's who Jesus is. I want them to see my power. I want them to see that I'm not here to be seen as an antagonist or someone who's critical of Moses and the law, but I want you to follow what Moses prescribed. But know that behind that prescription of Moses, a power of God that's coming in a new way. And as people saw this leper healed, that they had known it had been cast out, they knew his family members perhaps, they knew his story, they knew him before his leprosy. They saw this new man, this new creation, this redeemed person, and said, "Wow. We know what God's power can do, because look at him. We knew him before, we knew him now, and we knew him after. God's done something amazing in this man's life." great crowds assembled to listen to Jesus because of that. And they also wanted cured. Jesus, that speaks to me about what you want to do in so many souls. You want me to witness to how you've changed me. This is how I was before. Your grace touched me, and this is how I am now. And attest to your power, your transformative power. I believe in that, Lord, and I want that grace to be known. I want to witness to your power in my life. I want to reveal what you have done and what you can do. So, Lord, I come before you, kneeling and prostrating, and say, Lord, if you will it, you can heal me. And let me proclaim that power of your healing to so many souls around me. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, continue meditating on this word, going over the word, rereading it, seeing what God speaks you, responding to that word, inviting him in deeper, exposing your own heart, your own sentiments and mind before him, and let him speak and minister to that and transform who you are from the inside. And then formulate that resolution for the day. How's touching Jesus in this time of prayer transform, make you a little different throughout your day? Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.